This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you. Walhamdulillah. And in this majlis, we will be moving on to lesson number 24 of Medina Arabic Book 3. Walhamdulillah. But Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before that, a little bit of revision, inshaAllah. Walhamdulillah, in our previous majlis, we completed the revision of Medina Arabic Book 1. We now begin a little bit of revision related to Medina Arabic Book 2. Walhamdulillah. Remember, Medina Arabic Book 2 had 31 lessons in it. 31 lessons in it. With regards to lesson number 1, we learnt about Inna. Inna harfu tawkid wa nasb. That Inna means indeed, surely, no doubt, verily. Inna Muhammadan طالبٌ. إن محمدًا طالبٌ. Indeed, surely, no doubt, verily, Muhammad is a student. And so Muhammad is now mansub. No longer Muhammadun طالبٌ, but rather, إن محمدًا. Muhammadan is now mansub. إن محمدًا طالبٌ. Excellent. الكتاب سهلٌ. The book is easy. Add إنّ. إِنَّ الْكِتَابَ سَهْلٌ. Excellent. We learnt about إِنَّ and the sisters of إِنَّ. كَأَنَّ, أَنَّ, لَكِنَّ, لَعَلَّ, لَيْتَ, لِأَنَّ. We learnt about لَعَلَّ. What does لَعَلَّ mean? It can mean I fear, or it can mean I hope for such and such. Example, لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ. I hope the weather is beautiful. I hope the weather is good. We could also state, I fear such and such. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ. I fear that the teacher is sick. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَرِيضٌ. And just like إِنَّ, because it's a sister of إِنَّ, the noun after it, it is mansub. Walhamdulillah. We also learned about ذو in lesson number 1 of Medina Arabic Book 2. What does ذو mean? It means to have something, to possess something. So and so is ذو مالٍ. ذو مالٍ. The noun after ذو, it is مجرور. ذو مالٍ مضاف إليه. So and so possesses money. ذو مالٍ. ذو خلقٍ. They possess good character. ذو لحيةٍ. They have a beard. Jameel. We learnt about What does mean? Means or. It is used in the interrogative type of sentence. And we find أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُهَنْدِسٌ. أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُهَنْدِسٌ. Are you a doctor or an engineer? أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مُهَنْدِسٌ. Are you a doctor or an engineer? We also learnt about مِئَةٌ. مِئَة means 100. مِئَةُ رَجُلٍ. 100 men. Take note. رَجُلٍ. It's in the singular form and it is مَجْرُور. مِئَةُ مُضَاف. And رَجُلٍ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. مِئَةُ إِمْرَأَةٍ. مِئَةُ رَجُلٍ. مِئَةُ رِيَالٍ. مِئَةُ كِتَابٍ. Singular and it is مَجْرُور. مِئَةُ رَجُلٍ. We also learnt about ألف. What does alf mean? Alf means 1,000, similar to mi'atu. So, alfu rajulin, alfu kitabin, alfu rajulin, alfu kitabin, alfu talibin, alfu talibatin. 1,000 students, 1,000 men, 1,000 books, etc. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in lesson 2 we learnt about Laysa. Laysa, this is a fi'il naqis and it's also fi'il jamid. Jamid meaning it doesn't change in the mudari' form and then change in the madi form, etc. No, it remains the same. And it is a fi'il naqis. Naqis meaning that this verb here, that this verb, it doesn't give us the full meaning. You can't just say Laysa. What does Laysa mean? As opposed to kharaja. Kharaja means he exited. So kharaja is a fi'il tam, whereas Laysa is a fi'il naqis on its own. It doesn't give us any meaning. Jameel. And so we learn sentences like Laysa al-baytu bijadidin. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. The house is not new. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. We can bring in that ba, that harfu jar ba. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ. We can also say لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدًا. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدًا. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدًا. The house is not new. Both of those options are valid. Walhamdulillah. Somebody says, Lastu min al-Hindi. Lastu. Laysa, it is not. Or he is not. And then Lastu, I am not. Lastu min al-Hindi, I am not from India. Lastu min al-Hindi, I am not from India. Excellent, mashallah. And this inna, the sisters of inna, Laysa, they apply upon nominal sentences. They generally work on nominal sentences. Some of the sisters of Laysa, like Kana, La Yazalu, Sara, Asbaha, etc. Many, many sisters. All the sisters of Kana, they are the sisters of Laysa, inshaAllah. Then in lesson number 3, we covered Af'alu Tafdeel. When we are comparing, this is bigger, this is better, this is smaller. Jameel. So we learned, for example, Al-Banatu Atwalu min al-Anbina'i. Al-Banatu Atwalu min al-Abna'i. The daughters are taller than the sons. Atwalu, so tawilun, tall. Atwalu, taller. Kabirun, big. Akbaru, bigger. Jameel. So we have the comparative form when you're comparing two things, like the sentence we just mentioned. Or sometimes it's in the superlative form, where so-and-so is the biggest in the classroom, is the tallest in the classroom, is the smartest in the classroom. Ibrahimu, ahsanu talibin fil fasli. Ibrahimu, ahsanu talibin fil fasli. Ibrahim is the best student in the classroom. So we covered that. We also went through some of the sisters of inna. Lakinna, ka'anna, jameel. Lakinna hamidan, but hamid. Ka'anna al-imama, it is though the imam, it is as if the imam, such and such. We learnt about ordinal numbers, where we have first, second, third. Ad-darsu al-awwalu, the first lesson. Ad-darsu al-thani, the second lesson. Ad-darsu al-thalithu, the third lesson. That's different from واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة 1 2 3 4 5. Difference between 1 2 3 4 5 and first, second, third, fourth, fifth, etc. We have cardinal numbers 1 2 3 4 5, and we have ordinal numbers first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we learnt about ism fa'il. Ism fa'il is the doer. So we have a verb, dakhala, dakhala. The person who did the entry, he is called the dakhilun, dakhilun. Sajada, he prostrated. The one who prostrates, the ism fa'il, would be the sajidun, sajidun. Excellent. Nasara, he assisted, he helped. So this person is called my nasirun, nasirun, nasirun. The one who assisted, the one who helped. Dhahaba, he went. The one who went is called the dhahibun, dhahibun. Excellent, mashallah. In lesson number 4 and 5, we covered, for example, kharaja muhammadun, kharaja muhammadun. This is what we call kharaja. This is a verb, and it is what we say a fi'il lazim. Fi'il lazim. We don't need an object when we have a fi'il lazim. خرج محمد, محمد exited. خلاص, end of story, full stop. But if we said فتح محمد, محمد opened. Now we need an object. He opened something. Something was opened. This type of verb, now we call this a fi'il متعدي. So فتح is a fi'il متعدي that it governs two words. One is the person who's doing the opening, and then the opening fell upon something. Where's the object? Jameel. We also learnt about the plurals. الطلاب ذهبوا. The students went. الطالبات ذهبنا. الطالبات ذهبنا. As for Muhammad, محمد ذهب. ذهب. As for سمية, she ذهبت. Excellent, mashallah. Also remember, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, if we just had a verb, شربة. What does it mean? It means he drank. شربة, he drank. We don't need to say هو شربة. شربة in and of itself, it already has that meaning of هو. It already has the meaning of he. He خرج, he شربة, he ضرب, etc. والحمد لله. So يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, there was a little bit of revision related to Medina Arabic book 2, the first 5 lessons, walhamdulillah. And in our next majlis, we will take a little bit more, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. For now, we move back onto our main course, and that is Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 24, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, in lesson number 24, we will cover the bab if'alla, if'alla, and the bab if'alla, if'alla. And these are used for colors and for defects. They are used for colors and defects. Example, ihmarra, ihmarra, it became red. Ihmarra, it became red. I'wajja, 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 it became crooked. It became crooked. Jayid. We find the mudari' of ihmarra is yahmarru, yahmarru, the ism fa'il, muhmarrun, muhmarrun, muhmarrun. The ism maf'ul, there's no ism maf'ul for this type of verb, no ism maf'ul. As for the masdar, ihmirarun, ihmirarun. And we're going to cover all of this in the lesson, insha'Allah. With regards to the second one, if'alun, if'alun. Then we find ihmarun, ihmarun, ihmarun also means it became red. Idhama, idhama means it became dark, it became dark green, it became dark green. We'll also cover in this lesson here, ra'a, yara, ra'a, yara, ra'a, he saw, yara, he is seeing. And this ra'a, yara, this can be used to mean one physically seeing something, or that you think about such and such. You think such and such. Your opinion about such and such. You've judged such and such. Jayid. So this we call the ra'a al-qalbiya. You see with your heart, as opposed to seeing with your eyes. Excellent. Then we'll also discuss the matter of asa. Asa is a verb similar to la'alla. La'alla can either mean I hope, or it can either mean I fear. And so asa does the same job, insha'Allah, as we will discuss. Then we'll also learn about the ma masdariyah. بعدما دخل المدرس, بعدما, after entered the teacher, after entered the مدرس, بعدما دخل المدرس, بعدما دخل المدرس. This ما is called the ما المصدرية. Why? Because you could also say بعد دخول المدرس, بعد دخول المدرس, بعد دخول المدرس. So you can say that, or you can say بعدما دخل المدرس, بعدما دخل المدرس. Excellent, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. So let us begin with the passage in lesson number 24, insha'Allah, والحمد لله. So here we have المدرس, the teacher. What does the teacher say? افتح النافذة يا علي. The mudarris, al-mudarrisu, the teacher. Iftahi nafidhata, ya Aliyu. Open the window, O Ali. Iftah, in order to open what? An-nafidhata, the window, object. Iftahin nafidhata ya aliyu. Do we say ya aliyun? No, because you have the ya. So you can never have aliyun. Rather, it would be ya aliyu. Ya aliyu. It's definite. So Ali says, innaha la tanfatihu, innaha la tanfatihu, innaha la tanfatihu, that it does not open, it does not open, verily it does not open, innaha, it meaning the window, la tanfatihu, it does not open. Faqad i'wajja mizlajuha, faqad i'wajja. For indeed, for surely, faqad, what has happened? I'wajja mizlajuha, crooked its latch. I'wajja, to become crooked. Mizlajuha, its latch. Its latch has become crooked. Then the teacher says, ala yumkinu taqweemu i'wijajihi. Ala yumkinu taqweemu. Is it not possible? Taqweem, taqweem, to make straight, to make correct. I'wijajihi, is it not possible to straighten its crookedness out? Ala yumkinu taqweemu i'wijajihi, i'wijajihi, is it not possible to straighten out the crookedness? Ali says, hawalna, we have tried. Walam natamakkan min dhalika, walam natamakkanu min dhalika, walam natamakkanu min dhalika, and we were unable to do that. Walam natamakkan min dhalika, and we were unable to do that. Then Mudarris says, wajhuka muhmarun ya Ahmadu, wajhuka muhmarun ya Ahmadu, your face is red, O Ahmed. Ka'annaka ghadbanu, it is as though you are angry. It is as if you are angry. You are ghadbanu, ghadbanu, jawanu, kaslanu. This is a diptote. Ghadbanu meaning angry. So Ahmed says, na'am, لقد أغضبني جعفر, لقد أغضبني جعفر, that Jafar has made me angry. لقد أغضبني جعفر, Jafar has made me angry. And the لقد there is for emphasis. لقد أغضبني جعفر بسخريته مني, بسخريته مني, بسخريته مني, by his mockery, making fun of me. بسخريته, by his mockery, مني, of me. So Jafar has made me angry by doing what? By making fun of me, by making a mockery of me, by teasing me. Allahu musta'an. Al-mudarrisu, qum wa tawadda, stand up and go and make wudu. Ya Jafaru, O Jafar, alam tasma' qawluhu ta'ala, did you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi surat al-hujurati, in surah al-hujurat? Hujurat, hujurat are like the small houses of the wives of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their quarters. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, la yaskhar, do not make a mockery, qawmun min qawmin, a people over other people, asa, perhaps, an yakunu khayran minhum, maybe they will be better than you, maybe they are better than you, you are making a mockery of these people, maybe they are better than you. Wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa an yakunna khayran minhun, and no group of women should make fun of another group of women. Women should not make fun of other women. Maybe those that you are making fun of are better than the ones doing the mockery. Allahu musta'an. You mocking them, and maybe those being mocked are better than you. And no doubt they are better than you. Subhanallah. They are not engaging in this mockery. Allahu musta'an. Jafar says, Bala astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi. I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I make istighfar and I make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mudarrisu, khudh daftaraka ya ayyubu, khudh daftaraka ya ayyubu. O Ayyub, take your notebook. Yusallimu lahu daftar, yusallimu lahu daftar. He hands the notebook over to him and he says, araka da'ifan fi nahwu, أراك ضعيفا في النحو. I think, I see that you are weak when it comes to grammar. I see that you are weak when it comes to the matter of grammar. يجب عليك أن تجتهد. يجب عليك أن تجتهد. It is incumbent upon you that you work hard. So, أراك ضعيفا. أراك ضعيفا. This is not seeing with the eye, but rather this is the seeing with the heart. I feel, I think, I judge that you are somebody who is weak in the matter of Arabic grammar. عليك يجب عليك أن تجتهد. It is incumbent upon you that you strive, that you work hard. أيوب إن شاء الله. المدرس اقرأ الآية يا حامد. اقرأ الآية يا حامد. Read the verse, O Hamid. So Hamid recites. بعد الاستعاذة. After استعاذة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه الله مستعان. On that day when some faces will be bright and will be shining and other faces will be dark, will be gloomy. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين سودت وجوههم. As for those whose faces are dark, as for those whose faces are not shining, are not bright. أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. It will be said to them that you disbelieved after having faith. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. And so taste the punishment بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Because of your disbelief. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. As for those whose faces will be radiant and bright, ففي رحمة الله, they will be in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هم فيها خالدون. And they will be in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for eternity. والحمد لله. Allah make us from amongst those whose faces will be bright on يوم القيامة. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, the مدرس says, اقرأ الحديث يا أيوب. Read the hadith, O Ayyub. Ayyub says, عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه نهى عن بيع الثمرة. The رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade the selling of the ثمرة, the fruit, حتى يبدو صلاحها. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade them from selling the fruit before the signs of ripeness appeared upon it. وعن النخل, and the date palm, حتى يزهو. قيل وما يزهو, قال يحمار أو يصفار. So similarly with regards to the dates, that you sell the dates which are on the tree. We're not talking about dates in the shop. We are talking about the fruits on the tree. You're only allowed to sell the fruits on the tree when the signs of it being ripe have now appeared. We are talking about the fruits on the tree. Somebody comes along and he says, you know what, these fruits on the tree right now, I want to buy them right now. But I don't want to take them away right now. No, no, leave them, let them ripen lovely and let them ripen over the next 2-3 weeks. Then I will come and collect them. We say that you only allowed to sell the fruits on the tree if they've now reached the level that they are ripe. Before that, you can't. Why? Because this is a high level of uncertainty. That this guy, he might buy all of these mangoes here, but maybe a week later, all of the mangoes are dead. Maybe a week later, something happens and they all rot. And so only you are allowed to sell when they now start to ripen. Remember, we are not talking about you are in the shop and you are buying green mangoes. No problem, no issue with that at all. We're not talking about even that all of these mangoes on the tree right now, that they are extremely green, but the buyer says, I want them. I want them and I will cut them off right now and I will take them away. That's what I want. I want green mangoes. No problem at all. The issue is that I want to buy these green mangoes right now, but I will only collect them from you once they are ripe. Once they are ripe in 3-4 weeks from now. We're not sure whether they will get ripe. We're not sure if all of them will ripen. Maybe some would die. Maybe some of them would rot. Maybe something would happen. Maybe a storm comes along. And so we're unable to guarantee delivery of it. We're unable to guarantee that we are going to deliver it to you. And thus this is a high level of uncertainty and thus not permissible. And so يدخل المراقب ويسلم. The مراقب, the inspector, the one in charge of the register, he enters. في مكتبي, he says, في مكتبي ساعة. In my office there's a watch. وجدت أمسي, وجدت أمسي في المصلى. It was found yesterday in the prayer area. بعدما انتهت صلاة الظهر. So after صلاة الظهر, this was found in the مصلى. فمن فقدت ساعته فليتصل بي. Whoever lost his watch, then let him call me. بعدما ينتهي الدرس. After the lesson is over. يسلم المراقب ويخرج. The مراقب, he gives salam and he exits. والحمد لله. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this was the passage between the teacher and his students. We saw that the window was not opening, its latch was crooked. We learnt about the verse in Surah Hujurat. We learnt about not making mockery of another person. We also went through the prophetic hadith, mashaAllah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, tamarin, exercises. لِمَا لَا تَنْفَتِحُ نَافِذَةَ الْفَصْلِ. Why is the window of the classroom not opening? Jawab, إِنَّهَا لَا تَنْفَتِحُ لِأَنَّ مِزْلَاجَهَا. Because its latch, قَدْ إِعْوَجَّ. قَدْ إِعْوَجَّ. Because its mizlaj, its latch has become crooked. إِنَّهَا لَا تَنْفَتِحُ لِأَنَّ مِزْلَاجَهَا قَدْ إِعْوَجَّ. قد إعوج. رقم اثنين, number two. لما غضب أحمد على جعفر. لما غضب أحمد على جعفر. لما غضب أحمد على جعفر. Why did Ahmed get angry with Jafar? لأن جعفر سخير منه. لأن جعفر سخير منه. لأن جعفر سخير منه. Because Jafar made a mockery of him. رقم ثلاثة, number three. ماذا يقال للذين تسود وجوههم يوم القيامة؟ ماذا يقال للذين تسود؟ What is said, what will be said to those who their faces darken? تسود وجوههم, تسود وجوههم, that their faces darken يوم القيامة. What will be said to them? يقال لهم, it will be said to them, أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Do you disbelieve after iman? فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. And so taste the punishment due to your disbelief. الله مستعان. Number four. أين وجدت الساعة؟ أين وجدت الساعة؟ Where was the watch found? أين وجدت الساعة؟ Where was the watch found? جواب. وجدت الساعة في المصلى. وجدت الساعة في المصلى. متى؟ When was it found? بعد انتهاء صلاة الظهر. بعد انتهاء صلاة الظهر. بعد انتهاء صلاة الظهر. Excellent. After صلاة الظهر. والحمد لله. Exercise number two. من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي افعل. زيدت فيه همزة قبل الفاء وضعفت لام. يأتي هذا الباب في الألوان والعيوب. That this category, they are mentioned when it comes to colors and when it comes to defects. جيد. The باب افعل. افعل. And also then we have افعال. افعال. Similarly for colors and for defects. زيدت فيه همزة قبل الفاء وألف بعد العين وضعفت اللام ويأتي في الألوان. And it comes when it comes to the matters of colors. So the second one is for colors and the first one for colors and defects. استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة من هذين البابين. So they want you to look into the lesson and pull out the verbs on this scale, inshallah. So if we have to look into the passage, we will find i'wajja, i'wajja, i'wajja is a fi'il madi. We also find tabyaddu, tabyaddu, fi'il mudari', tabyaddu, and then yaswaddu, yaswaddu is also a fi'il mudari'. Then we have ibyaddat, 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 fi'il madi, past tense. اسودت past tense. يحمارو فعل مضارع. And يصفارو in the hadith. يصفارو also a فعل مضارع إن شاء الله. Exercise number 3. تأمل المثال ثم هات المضارع والمصدر واسم فاعل من الأفعال الآتية. So they give us the first one. إحمر. It became red. يحمرو. Turning red. Something's turning red. Present tense. يحمرو. إحمرار is the مصدر. And محمر is the اسم فاعل. محمر. So they want us to do the similar with the next five verbs there, inshallah. Isfarra. It became yellow. Isfarra. And then yasfarru. The masdar isfirarun. Ism fa'il musfarrun. Excellent. Next one. Ibyadda. It became white. Ibyadda. It became white. Yabyaddu. It's becoming white. Ibyidadun. Is the masdar. And mubyaddun. Mubyaddun is the ism fa'il. Next one. Iswadda. Yaswaddu. Iswidadun. Masdar iswidadun. And muswaddun. The next one. Ikhdarra. It became green. Ikhdarra. Yakhdarru. Ikhdirarun. Mukhdarrun. And the last one. I'wajja. Ya'wajju. I'wijajun. And the ism fa'il, mu'wajjun. What does i'wajja mean? It became crooked. Ya'wajju. It is becoming crooked. I'wijajun and mu'wajjun. This thing which is crooked is mu'wajjun. Jameel. Exercise number 4. تأمل المثال ثم هات المضارع والمصدر واسم فاعل من الفعلين الآتيين. إصفار. Then يصفار. إصفرار. Isfirarun. And lastly, musfarun. So the first one is our madi, then the mudari', the masdar, and the ism fa'il. The next one, ihmara, yahmaru, ihmirarun, and muhmarun. Again, ihmara. It became red. Yahmaru, ihmirarun, and muhmarun. Excellent. The last one there. Idhamma. Something to get dark. It darkened. Idhamma. And then yadhamu. Idhimamun. And mudhamun. Jameel. Exercise number 5. Udhkur bab li kulli fi'il mimma ya'ti. They give you these verbs and they want you to inform them which bab it comes from. Jayid. Excellent. Let's see. Iswadda from if'alla. If'alla. Iswadda from if'alla. Idhamma from if'al. Inshaqqa. What bab? Infa'ala. Inshaqqa. Infa'ala. Ibyadda. If'al. And the next one. Infadda. Infadda, infa'ala, infa'ala. Infadda is from the verb infa'ala. Ihmara from the verb if'ala. Ishtaqqa, ishtaqqa from the verb ifta'ala, ifta'ala. Ishtaqqa, ifta'ala. I'wajja, if'alla. I'wajja, if'alla. I'wajja, if'alla. Excellent, mashallah. Moving on to exercise number 6. So here they give us some sentences. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب إفعل. They want us to ponder over the following sentences, inshallah. They've given us 10 sentences. Walhamdulillah. Let's go through them. Number 1. إحترق الخشب واسود. إحترق, إحترق, burnt. إحترق الخشب, the wood burnt. واسود, and it became darkened, it became black. Number 2. غسلت الثوب الوسخ بالصابون فبيض. غسلت الثوب الوسخ. I washed the dirty garment, ثوب, بالصابون, with soap, فبيض, فبيض, and it became white. غسلت الثوب الوسخ بالصابون فبيض, and it became white. قد اصفرت أسنانك يا بني. Ala tastaka, ala tastaka. Qad isfarrat, has become yellow. Asnanuka, your teeth. Ya bunayya, O my son. Ala tastaka, do you not use the toothbrush? Do you not brush your teeth? Ala tastaka, do you not use the maybe siwak? Ala tastaka. تخضر الأشجار في الربيع. تخضر الأشجار في الربيع. The trees turn green in spring. تخضر الأشجار في الربيع. The trees turn green in spring. ربيع is spring. اصفر وجهه من الخوف. His face became yellow with fear. اصفر وجهه من الخوف. اصفر become yellow. وجهه, his face, من الخوف, from fear. غضب المدرس, the teacher got angry. فحمرت وجنتاه, and became red his two cheeks. وجنتاه, وجنتاه, his two cheeks. Number 7. اقلي هذه السمكة, fry this fish. اقلي هذه السمكة حتى تحمر, until it becomes red, until it fries, it cooks well. أخرجها, أخرجها, remove it من المقلاة. أخرجها من المقلاة. أخرجها من المقلاة. Remove it من المقلاة, from the frying pan. فور إحمرارها, فور إحمرارها, فور إحمرارها. Immediately once it turns, once it turns red. فور إحمرارها. Immediately when it turns red, then you should remove it. Excellent. Number 8. المنجل استقامته في إعوجاجه. المنجل. منجل is a sickle. منجل is this semicircular, the sickle, this instrument. المنجل استقامته في عوجاجه. That the sickle, the correct way for the sickle is to have that crookedness in it. That's the correct sickle. If you had tried to straighten out the sickle, it's no longer a sickle. So its istiqama, its being straight and being correct, is in its crookedness. جيد. في الحديث إن أول وقت صلاة العصر, the first time of صلاة العصر, حين يدخل وقتها, is when the time enters. وإن آخر وقتها, and its ending time, حين تصفر الشمس, حين تصفر الشمس, that when the sun becomes reddish and yellowish in color, that's like the ending time of Salatul Asr. We know Salatul Asr has two times. It has the permissible time and it has the darura time, time of necessity. So you can pray Salatul Asr in its when the time enters until the sun is now like palish and yellowish, etc. That's now when the makruh time enters. That's when the time of necessity enters, and that will last until sunset. And so it's incorrect that some brothers, they delay their prayer, and some sisters, they delay their prayer. No. Salatul Maghrib is 6 p.m. and so I will pray my Asr at 5:45. No. You're not allowed to delay up to that time. If you delayed up to that time without an excuse, then you are sinful. That is a darura time. That is a time of necessity. You are not supposed to be praying your Salatul Asr at that time. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pray Salatul Asr at its early time. Excellent. Number 10. An Ali radiallahu anhu, kunna idha ihmarra al-ba'su, that we used to, when the fighting became intense, ittaqina bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittaqina bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means like we would be around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking shelter around the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was so brave, subhanallah. Ihmarra al-ba'su means ishtaddatil harb. When the fighting was intense, when the battle was very intense, we used to like seek protection being close to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he was a formidable warrior, because he was brave, mashallah, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Then the author states, exercise number 7. Araka da'ifan, I feel that you are weak. I see you to be weak. Ra'a hadhihi bima'na alima. This ra'a here means alima, I know you to be weak. Watusamma ra'a al-qalbiyya. This is the seeing of the heart. Tansibu ra'a al-qalbiyyatu maf'ulain. This ra'a, which is the seeing of the heart, it has two maf'uls. So it makes mansub two maf'uls, the mubtada and the khabar, mithl dhanna, just like dhanna. Dhanna has two maf'uls, and this one here, this ra'a of qalbiyya, also has two maf'uls. Example, anta da'ifun, araka da'ifan. So araka, ka is mansub, araka da'ifan, araka da'ifan. In the Noble Quran, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They see it, they think it to be far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. But we see it to be close. We deem it to be close. We know it to be close. أَمَّا رَأَى الْبَصَرِيَّةُ. As for the physical sight, the physical seeing, that which you see with your eyes, فَتَنْصِبُ مَفْعُولًا وَاحِدًا. It only has one maf'ul. Example, أَرَأَيْتَ الْمُدَرِّسَ. Did you see the teacher? أَرَأَيْتَ الْمُدَرِّسَ. Did you see the teacher? رَأَيْتُ مُحَمَّدًا. I saw Muhammad. أَدْخِلْ رَأَى الْقَلْبِيَّ عَلَى الْجُمَلَ الْآتِيَةِ. Enter رَأَى قَلْبِيَّ upon the following sentences. أنت مستعجل. أنت مستعجل. أراك مستعجلا. أراك مستعجلا. I think I see you to be somebody who is in a haste, somebody who is in a hurry. أراك مستعجلا. أراك مستعجلا. Number 2. هو حزين. He is sad. هو حزين. هو حزين. Then the answer there, رَأَيْتُهُ حَزِينًا, رَأَيْتُهُ حَزِينًا, رَأَيْتُهُ حَزِينًا. I saw him to be sad. I know him to be sad. I think him to be sad. I think that he is sad. الطُلَّابُ مُجْتَهِدُونَ. The students are hardworking. أَتَرَى الطُلَّابَ مُجْتَهِدِينَ. أَتَرَى الطُّلَّابَ مُجْتَهِدِينَ. أَتَرَى الطُّلَّابَ. أَتَرَى الطُّلَّابَ مُجْتَهِدِينَ. Do you feel, do you see, do you know the students to be hardworking? أَتَرَى الطُّلَّابَ مُجْتَهِدِينَ. Do you feel that the students are hardworking? What's your intuition with regards to the students? أَتَرَى الطُّلَّابَ مُجْتَهِدِينَ. Do you think that the students are hardworking? Excellent. Exercise number 8. Then they state here, عَسَى أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ عَسَى أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ Perhaps they are better than them. عَسَى مِنَ الْأَفْعَالِ الرَّجَاءِ وَتُفِيدُ التَّرَجِّي أَوْ إِشْفَاقِ رجاء meaning hope, or I fear such and such. So asa is either used for I hope such and such, or I fear such and such. Example, asa Allahu an yatuba alayhim, asa Allahu an yatuba alayhim, ay yurja an yatuba Allahu alayhim, the one hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Another example, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ يُخْشَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ And unfortunately you fear something, but it is better for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ This asa means here like unfortunately you fear something, you dislike something. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ You dislike something, unfortunately you dislike this thing, but it is better for you, subhanAllah. تَعْمَلْ عَسَىٰ عَمَلْ كَانَ That it also does the work of كَانَ ويكون خبرها فعلا مضارعا مقترنا بأن نحو عسى الله أن ينفعنا بك عسى الله أن ينفعنا بك that we hope that Allah benefits us with you هنا لفظ الجلالة اسمها so the Allah is the ism of عسى just like how you have كان اسم كان and خبر كان والمصدر مؤول أن ينفع خبرها and the rest أن ينفع This here is the خبر of عسى وفي عسيت أن تفسد في الأرض عسيت أن تفسد في الأرض دتا اسمها والمصدر مؤول أن تفسد خبرها Then the author states وتأتي عسى تامة أي تكتفي بمرفوعها فلا تحتاج إلى خبر It doesn't need any خبر وذلك إذا وليها وليها means to follow It follows it and a فعل Example عسى أن يهديني ربي عسى أن يهديني ربي that I hope that guides me my رب هنا المصدر المؤول فاعل عسى in the previous sentence that the مصدر مؤول is the فاعل of عسى وكيف محمد الآن how is Muhammad now عسى أن يكون أحسن I hope that he is better يجوز أن يكون عسى ناقصة here the عسى can be ناقصة وذلك إذا قدرت فيها ضميرا مستترا وإذا لم تقدر فهي تامة example عسى ناقصة عسى الله أن يهديه عسيت أن أنجح whereas تام عسى أن يهديه الله and عسى أن أنجح عسى أن أنجح I hope that I will pass عسى الله أن يهديه الله I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him Now they ask us حول عسى الناقصة إلى تام فيما يلي So they've given us sentences and the عسى is in the ناقصة format They want us to change it to the تام format inshallah عسيت أن تعود غدا عسيت أن تعود غدا I hope that you will return tomorrow عسيت أن تعود غدا So change that there it would be عسى أن تعود غدا عسى أن تعود غدا So we change the عسيت to عسى Number two عسى الله أن يغفر لي I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me We change that and make it تام عسى أن تغفر الله عسى أن تغفر الله عسى أن تغفر الله لي I hope that Allah forgives me Number three أين زملاؤنا Where are our colleagues? عَسَوْا أَن يَحْضُرُوا الدَّرْسَ عَسَوْا أَن يَحْضُرُوا الدَّرْسَ Change that. أَيْنَ زُمَلَاؤُنَا عَسَى أن يحضروا. عسى أن يحضروا. So عسو will turn it to عسى. عسى أن يحضروا. عسى أن يحضروا الدرس. I hope that they attend the lesson. Number four. كيف الطالبات الجدد. How are the new female students? عسينا أن يفهمن الدروس. I hope that they understand the lessons. عسى أن يفهمنا. عسى أن يفهمنا الدروس. عسى أن يفهمنا الدروس. Excellent. The next exercise. حول عسى تام إلى ناقصة. So they now give us the عسى which is complete and they want us to turn it into the ناقصة form inshallah. عسى أن نقبل في الدراسات العليا. عسى أن نقبل. We hope that we will be accepted in the higher level of studies, in the postgraduate level of studies, masters, PhD, etc. So عسى أن نقبل في الدراسات العليا becomes عسينا أن نقبل في الدراسات العليا. So عسى they will turn it to عسينا, عسينا, عسينا. Excellent. Number two. عسى أن تسافري غدا. عسى أن تسافري غدا. عسى أن تسافري غدا. I hope that you will travel tomorrow. عسيتي أن تسافري غدا. عسيتي أن تسافري غدا. Speaking to a female. I hope that you will travel tomorrow. Number three. عسى أن يسمح لنا المدير بانصرافي. عسى أن يسمح لنا المدير بانصرافي. I hope that the مدير principal will grant permission to us, allow us to leave. انصراف, to leave, to go out. So the answer here would be عسى المدير. عسى المدير أن يسمح لنا بانصرافي. عسى المدير أن يسمح لنا بانصرافي. عسى المدير أن يسمح لنا بانصرافي. And the last one. عسى أن يتحد المسلمون. عسى أن يتحد المسلمون. I hope that the Muslims unite. Change it. عسى المسلمون أن يتحدوا. عسى المسلمون أن يتحدوا. عسى المسلمون أن يتحدوا. I hope that the Muslims will unite. أدخل عسى في الجملتين من إنشائك على أن تكون ناقصة في الأولى وتامة في الأخرى. They want you to make two sentences using عسى. One is with عسى ناقصة and one is with عسى تامة. Simple inshallah. عسى ناقصة. عسى الله أن يتوب علي. عسى الله أن يتوب علي. عسى الله أن يتوب علي. I hope that Allah will forgive me. And the عسى تامة would be عسى أن يغفر لي الله. عسى أن يغفر لي الله. عسى أن يغفر لي الله. So the first one was ناقصة. عسى الله أن يتوب علي. Number two. تام. عسى أن يغفر لي الله. Exercise number 9. فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. And so taste the punishment due to your disbelief. هذه ماء المصدرية. It's called the ماء of مصدرية. فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم. This ماء is the ماء of مصدرية. بما كنتم تكفرون. أي بكونكم تكفرون. بعدما انتهت الصلاة. بعدما انتهت الصلاة. بعدما انتهت الصلاة. After the completion of the prayer. أي بعد انتهاء الصلاة. بعد انتهاء الصلاة. So it's called the ماء of مصدرية. Like in the example of the Noble Quran, the verse. لهم عذاب شديد. They will have severe punishment. بما نسوا يوم الحساب. Because they had forgotten the day of حساب. أي بنسيانهم يوم الحساب. بنسيانهم يوم الحساب. Because of their forgetting the day of حساب. Recompense. So this is called the ماء of مصدرية. Number 10. فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم. As for those whose faces was darkened due to their kufr. هنا جواب أما is محذوف. تقديره فيقال لهم. It will be said to them. So that part is not mentioned. It will be said to them. أكفرتم. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ As for those whose faces would be darkened, then like in brackets, فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ It will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ Did you disbelieve after iman? Allah musta'an. Allah grant us iman that is firm, that is stable. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ O the one who turns the hearts, make our hearts firm upon this deen. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make that dua in his sajda, subhanallah. Exercise number 11, provide the fi'il mudari' for the following. فَقَدَ, فَقَدَ, to lose something, فَقَدَ, what is the mudari' of that? فَقَدَ, يَفْقِدُ, فَقَدَ, يَفْقِدُ, فَقَدَ, يَفْقِدُ. Next one. Istaka yastaku istaka yastaku to brush istaka he brushed yastaku he is brushing number 12 ma ma'na alwajna alwajnatu alwajnatu wajna is your cheek alwajnatu ma irtafa'a min alkhaddi khaddi is your cheek the upper portion of your cheek and what is its plural alwajnatu its plural is wajanatin وَجَنَاتٍ 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 Excellent. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ With that we've come to the end of lesson number 24. It was a long lesson, no doubt, subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ Before ending off this majlis, we move on to a prophetic maxim. And subhanallah, this is our 50th prophetic maxim and the last prophetic maxim walhamdulillah we've gone through 50 Quranic maxims and now we are completing our 50 prophetic maxims walhamdulillah what is this prophetic maxim then it states idha mat al insan inqata'a 'amaluhu illa min thalath that when insan passes away all of his deeds and his actions they all come to an end except three this is that famous hadith of our rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported in sahih muslim that the prophetic maxim states our rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said idha mata al insanu inqata'a 'amaluhu illa min thalath when insan dies all of his actions come to an end except three You're no longer making salah, you're no longer paying zakah, you're no longer making dhikr. All of your good deeds, they come to an end when your eyes close, when your soul is taken from your body. Except what? Sadaqatun jariyah, continuous charity. This will continue to earn you rewards even though you are dead, subhanallah. What a good investment it is for you to give charity while you are alive. Why? Because when you are dead, you will still earn the rewards for as long as people are benefiting from that sadaqah. وَعِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ And knowledge which people benefit from. Subhanallah, you taught somebody how to make wudu. You taught somebody the Arabic language. You paid for somebody's studies and they benefited and they learned and they taught people. You will get the reward of that even though you are dead. Even though the insects have eaten up your entire body, you will still get all of that reward in your account. Walhamdulillah. Imagine, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the scholars, the ulama, the great imams, etc. They have long died, but their legacy continues. They are in their graves, and for hundreds and hundreds of years, they are still getting the reward. This hadith that we just mentioned, reported in Sahih Muslim, Imam Muslim, he continues to accrue rewards into his account up till this day, subhanallah. How noble, how great, what a bounty, subhanallah. They continue earning good deeds for centuries and centuries. عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ That knowledge, beneficial knowledge that people benefit from, even though this man has now died, people are still benefiting, walhamdulillah. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحْ يَدْعُو لَهُ And also a righteous offspring, a righteous child that makes dua for you. Some ulama said that this here can include even your grandkids, your great-grandkids, etc. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said walad, and walad here can include your daughter. جيد. It doesn't say ibn, it doesn't say son, rather walad, offspring, kid. It could be a boy, could be a girl, as long as they are righteous and they make dua for you, then you will be rewarded and you will get the benefit of that in your grave. Walhamdulillah. So imagine, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, these three matters mentioned in the hadith. Shouldn't we obviously try to get a good investment in these? Shouldn't we be striving and struggling to invest by giving sadaqah, by ensuring that we have righteous children who will make dua for us after we are gone, by ensuring that we teach somebody something out there which is beneficial so that we will accrue rewards in our graves when we need it most? Shouldn't we be doing that? We should, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq to put into practice any one of these three, any two of these three, and more the merrier if all three, subhanallah, that we have a righteous child. He's a hafiz of the noble Quran. She is a hafiza. He's a muallim. She's a muallima. He's an alim, a scholar, muhaddith, etc. That they've become that and they spread the knowledge amongst the people. They give sadaqah, that you taught them how to give sadaqah. Noble are those parents that from a young age they teach their children, take this 5 rand. Take this 10 rand, $2, $4, give it out in charity. Go and give it to this person. So the kid, he gets into that custom and habit of giving charity. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We ask Allah to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the sadaqah jariyah, that you invest while you are alive. Fund the orphan. Send money far and near, wherever it is needed, in the masjid, outside the masjid, bursaries, feeding people, whatever type of good you can, even if it be a rand, a dollar, half a dollar, even if it be half of a date, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, whatever you can give, whatever little you can give, whatever amount you can give, this will benefit you before anybody else, subhanallah. Until we meet again, we ask Allah to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us keys of goodness and make us not keys of evil. Until we meet again, هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.